morning, ladies and gentlemen. We'd like to call the local government meeting to order. Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Adelstein.
I'm still here.
Senator Broderick.
Here.
Senator Kolchak.
Here.
Senator Tubals.
Here.
Senator Gray.
Here.
Senator Dunafin.
Here. Please have the minutes reflect a quorum is present. We have one bill before us this morning. It is Senate Bill 174. But before we take that, I will ask that anyone who is testifying to please sign in on the sheet at the door. And I want to introduce our pages, Amanda Schultz from Harrisburg and Kate Lindblom from Hermosa. We appreciate your service here. They're here for 2 weeks. This is their last week, and they've been a great help to us. We also have two interns, Michelle Kane from SDSU and Amber Fastnot from SDSU. And we have Ben Jensen, who's an assistant to Senator Adelstein, and he's from Rapid City. We also need a motion on the minutes. It's been moved by Senator Broderick, seconded by Senator Kolchak. Discussion on that affirmative motion. Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Minutes carry. We will now take up Senate Bill 174 to allow certain planted trees to remain in a township right-of-way under certain conditions. Senator Bartling, welcome to local government.
Thank you, Madam Chair, committee members. Senator Julie Bartling, District 21 from Burke. Thank you for deferring this until today. I apologize. The landowners who have concerns could not make it again today due to other commitments. So we will just do our best that we can with it. 174 just basically is a statutory change that would allow certain planted trees to remain in the township right-of-way under certain conditions. What we have is a situation that trees were planted on the homestead of my constituents back in the inception of when they homesteaded the place prior to 1900. These are some huge, probably 3 to 4 foot in diameter cottonwoods. At the time they were planted in the fence line. I presume, knowing the way that a lot of homesteads were done, the trees were planted and the fence posts were put in, and the wire was attached to both. So it kind of was a situation of that. The trees have actually grown around the wire. So they are the fence line, but they have exceeded into somewhat into the right of way. And the situation that they have is they hate to pull those huge trees out because they are somewhat of a landmark for their property. And they do maintain them. They've tried to keep them trimmed if the branches any die and whatnot, so they do not become a hazard. They have tried to work with the township as far as offering to put up any type of markings so that people, when they travel on the road, know that those trees are there. It's not a heavily traveled road, is my understanding, but nonetheless, there are provisions in the chapter that do allow the townships to require the removal. And just consideration of the constituents in my district, I did offer to bring them some sort of a relief for them to attempt to keep the trees there for the aesthetic and conservation purposes that they were planted. And I know there have been concerns out there from the utility companies that this may interfere with that. However, I do believe you will probably hear, but I think the utility companies do have safety net, if I can call it that, in the chapter for the concerns that they have if they ever do have trees that are near their power lines or their buried lines and things like that. So I would hope that that part would definitely be covered. The situation that we work with is clearly with the highway section of the law. So with that, I will stand by for questions that I can answer to the best of my ability. And thank you, Madam Chair and committee members.
Thank you, Senator Bartling. Are there further proponents on Senate Bill 174? Further proponents? Are there any opponents? Are there any opponents to Senate Bill 174?
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. My name is Ed Anderson. I work for South Dakota Rural Electric Association, representing the electric co-ops throughout the state. We do come before you in opposition of Senate Bill 174 this morning. Senator Bartling did mention that there are statutory provisions within current statute that allow utilities for safety and maintenance purposes to trim trees, whether they be frankly in right-of-way or on public land. We certainly understand the constituent's position and wanting to hang on to something that is, number one, beautiful, and number two, certainly potentially has some sentimental value because of the family history. From a utilities perspective, although we understand that, frankly, the way that Senate Bill 174 is written this morning, we are greatly concerned that it would impede our ability to maintain the safety that we require for our facilities in right-of-way. Unfortunately, if a tree is the way that 174 is written, it a tree could be planted right on the fence line, and as it grows, it could grow into the right-of-way, it could extend into utility lines, and we may be able to, or one of our members may be able to trim and maintain somewhat of a friendly relationship with the landowner. However, right-of-ways typically are clear zones for utilities. In other words, we just go in and almost virtually clear out everything out of the right-of-way just to make sure that we have adequate safety, an adequate safety zone in the right-of-ways. Second concern, frankly, is that the way that 174 is written, yes, a tree could be planted right on the fence line of the right-of-way. The way it's written, it could also be planted 6 feet into the right-of-way. It could be planted 10 feet into the right-of-way. It could be planted on the back slope or the inslope of the road. And any of those situations for utilities cause great concern in our ability, not only for access, but for maintenance and safety. For those reasons, Madam Chair, members of the committee, we urge you to defeat Senate Bill 174. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Anderson. Are there further opponents? Further opponents to Senate Bill 174?
Madam Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Gail Brock, and I represent the South Dakota Association of Towns and Townships. We are very much opposed to this bill for the following reasons. We have done a lot of work on right-of-way issues, and in fact, our organization was part of an effort that went to the Supreme Court on this issue. There were two Supreme Court cases that were rendered in March 2002, at the same time both dealing with township right-of-ways. The first case was in Brule County. A section line, visualize if you will, not an improved road, not a road. It was also the border of two townships. That section line was a boundary. Years ago, with permission of the townships, the farmer had created a dam there that affected that right away. And no one traveled it. It was fine. But someone decided they wanted to use that section line, which had never been vacated, legally vacated, to go to the river fishing. And so he sued the township. And the first judge ruled in favor of the township, so he took it to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court ruled in favor of the private individual because that stock dam had created an obstacle on that township boundary line, that township section line, which had never been legally vacated. They rendered that decision before they came to the next one, which involved trees very much similar to what we have here with Mark and Monica Johnson in Marion Township in Turner County. Two big, huge trees, who knows how old they were, in the right-of-way. And there was some discussion, debate on one of the trees. Was it really in the right-of-way? They were out there with measuring equipment and measured it. And the Supreme Court ruled in favor of the township, that the township is really within its legal rights to require the removal of those trees. Now, there are many reasons why the townships are taking action now and probably should have years ago. We did it in our own township, and it's basically a safety reason. In our case, We had a maintained gravel road with the same kind of trees, been there for many, many years. But it is a township road. It's a well-traveled road sometimes late at night because it provides a route from one town to another when people don't want to travel the main highways. Also with large farm equipment, semis, and so forth, there was a hill there. Our township made an agreement with that landowner and cost shared to take out those trees, and then he's to keep that right away clean. If this Senate Bill 174 were to pass, we're opening a can of worms. Number one, why is the bill just looking at townships? What's wrong with the county and the state highways? They keep their right-of-ways clean, and counties, in fact, some counties in recent years have started enacting zoning ordinances to restrict the planting of trees within so many feet of the right-of-way, such as shelter bells. And as you drive through the county country, notice the shelter bells. Ours are close to the right-of-way line. Not in the right-of-way, but they're close. Counties, some counties have started enacting ordinances to have more of a setback. Some cities have ordinances to prevent planting those trees close to the street or the boulevard. I'll tell you, in the city of Huron, after our ice storm, it was dangerous to drive in the right-hand lane of Dakota Avenue with those trees that were still there hanging over. This is an issue, as the bill is written, and the previous speaker said, it would open the door to anyone could plant trees in the right-of-way from now on for aesthetic and conservation purposes. One of the issues we're facing in township government is a lot of people want to live in the country. So they'll buy an acreage and they'll live out there, but then they want city services. Those trees really are an impact when it comes to snow removal. And so if these trees are allowed to be there, or they can plant their trees and wherever in the right-of-way, then are they going to still demand that the roads be opened at 8 o'clock when I go to work and 5 o'clock when I come home? Some do that already. And so we just feel that this bill is not a good bill. I understand the problem and the emotion tied with this. However, it is a local issue and can be resolved at the local level. So I would urge defeat of Senate Bill 174. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there further opponents? Further opponents to Senate Bill 174?
Good morning. My name is Bob Miller, and I'm with the South Dakota Electric Utilities. That's the group that represents the six investor-owned companies in South Dakota. And we have a statute in Title 49 that allows us to take care of these situations, but our concern with the bill in front of you is that we're beginning to trump that statute now, and that we're granting authority first to the townships, and we're going to end up situations where we have power lines and trees, and they don't mix very well. Thank you, Madam Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Miller. Further opponents? Further opponents?
Thank you, Madam Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Drew Duncan. I represent Heartland Consumers Power District. I'm an attorney from Parker, South Dakota. I'm going to take a little different tact on this, but I'm not going to belabor the point any more than it has been. 312621 allows for the liability for damage for negligent construction and maintenance of lines. I think that's also an issue that the committee needs to be aware of here. The negligent construction or maintenance, if trees are allowed to be maintained within the right-of-way, there could be an issue with the statute, i.e. you could have a situation wherein the power company could be put at odds with the local landowner if one side saying you're able to have the line maintained, and then a tree maintained in that area in that right-of-way, and that tree is maintained within that, and it causes some sort of damage to a line within the right-of-way. Heartland Consumers Power District would urge defeat of this. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Duncan. Further opponents? Further opponents Senator Bartling, would you like a couple of minutes for rebuttal? Thank you. You're always very gracious. Are there any questions from the committee? Senator Adelstein.
Very quick question for Senator Bartling.
Thank you, Senator Bartling.
This is, of course, prohibits the removal of the trees. Is there anything that mandates that they be removed, or may a homeowner or someone who has trees in the right of way, as I have behind my house in Rapid City, can they be allowed to stay by the authority that's there?
Senator Bartling.
It's my understanding, Senator, that in this situation, the township has the authority to remove if they feel that the trees are a nuisance and such. I think it is something they could work with their property owners on.
Madam Chairman.
Follow-up question, Senator?
In other words, they could be allowed to stay then. They're not necessarily going to be removed, depending on what the decision of the town works.
Senator Bartling.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I do believe it's something that they could work with the township on to work with. Yes, thank you.
Additional questions? Senator Dempster.
Also, Senator Bartling, same line of questioning. So there is discretion for the utilities to work with the landowner and say, yeah, we can kind of work with that, but it does at the same time give absolute control to the utilities to say, I'm sorry, we got to take them now.
Madam Chair.
Senator
yes,
Bartling.
Senator Dempster, I do believe that is correct.
Questions?
Follow up, Senator Dempster.
Thank you. Question from
Senator
one who really
Bartling.
Likes cottonwood trees.
Yeah. Me too. Thank you.
Senator Broderick.
I just felt that I, thank you, Madam Chair. I needed to ask a question as well, since almost everybody else has. Senator Bartling, what prompted this? Has the township asked that those trees be removed?
Senator Bartling.
It's my understanding, Senator Broderick, that the township had sent a letter to the landowners requesting that the trees be removed. I think my understanding is because of concern, because they are so large and that they have started to expand into the right-of-way. And of course, this is in conversation with my constituent, of course. They did contact the proper authority from the township to resolve it, and it's not to the point that they can resolve it. So I'm trying to be a lawyer, I guess.
Thank you. May I make a comment?
I think you will anyway, but go ahead, Senator Broderick. You certainly may.
Well, I was just going to ask your permission first. I recall a few years ago in the town where I live, Canton, I had worked for years to get our highway improved, and as a result of the highway improvement and widening, it was necessary to take out two or three old, very, very old trees. And a lady in our town was very sad about this, and she took a petition around and got 400 signatures plus and submitted them to our governor at that time. And ironically, this lady's a good friend of mine and still is, and her son happens to be our Senate Majority Leader. But, you know, I sympathized with the issue and the problem, but we still needed to do what had to be done. And in a case like this where you have trees like that, I heard going home Friday of some trees that were 350 years old, and they were worth something like $44,000, and they were having to be removed. But this guy was making barrels for wine distillery, and it was just remarkable. And now he's got to hire security guards to guard the rest of the trees. But maybe they could do something with these trees like that.
I'm not sure if there was a question in there, Senator Bartling, but you were very gracious to listen. Are there additional questions? Senator Adelstein?
Madam Chair, I can't resist for the moment, having heard that sagacity on the part of Senator Broderick, that, you know, I've never heard him accused of not being able to see the trees for the forest, and once again, he showed it.
I was wondering when that was coming forth. We are in the question phase, even though it's very hard to tell this morning. Senator Klocek.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We'll try to ask a good question. I have no more for Senator Bartling, however.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Additional questions then, Senator Klocek.
lobbyist Brock, I would believe, from the Gail Brock from the Towns and Townships. I don't see the county government lobbyist here.
Mr. Wilcox, is that who you're referring to? No, I do not see him, but...
Well, I'm trying to direct it with the counties, but maybe Ms. Brock can help me, Mrs. Brock. We have, in our county, we've got a lot of... We have no township government, per se. It's all county. We've got these roads with a lot of trees on and rocks and everything in there in the non-maintained phase, but they're not abandoned. And, you know, there's some real concerns out there that... Here we've got some trees that, you know, are maybe in the right of way, but they're not hurting anybody. And there's some on the county level. And I know you can't probably speak for the county, but is there anything we can do to make the counties clean up their own act and clean some of them trees out of the right of way, or where they do present a hazard? Kind of the reverse of what Senator Bartling is doing, but it seems like you know, the REAs have their laws, and rightfully so. But there's some other areas where there's some hazards and maintenance issues and drainage issues and all those things. And whether it be rocks or trees or other obstacles, the counties aren't willing to do that. And it's a money issue, I'm sure. But is there any law that we can petition or ask the counties to upgrade those roads?
Ms. Brock?
Well, first of all, as a citizen of the county, if there's a group of you that are feeling strong about that, you need to call the auditor and get on the agenda with the county commission meeting and take your concern to them. We have been preaching for several years, document, 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 go out and take pictures of it, that type of thing, and why you feel it's a hazard. I only cited two Supreme Court cases that we have had on right-of-way issues. I could write a book on what we've been dealing with and some other court cases. But yes, townships have the authority to require those trees to be removed. And a lot of them have been doing it because their insurance company has encouraged them to do it because of the liability issue. I would think that the county would probably have the same liability and be concerned. And so if you know of these roads, as a citizen, I would say that you need to officially make it apparent to them. Too many times in local government, I think we talk to each other on the street, and that's not really an official complaint. Take it, you know, get on the agenda and go. And I'm not going to cite their law or anything. If you have those questions, you should.
Thank you, Ms. Brock.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Senator. Additional questions? Seeing none, we'll move to discussion and or action. Senator Dempster.
Madam Chair, as one who loves to photograph these magnificent cottonwood trees as they grace our prairies, I have to defer to the public good and move this to the 36th day.
Senator Dempster has moved Senate Bill 174 to the 36th day, seconded by Senator Gray. Discussion on that motion? Senator Klocek.
And I guess I would like to commend the good senator for coming forth with this bill for her constituents. We have many times we're asked to decide, you know, what's the best thing to do. And when you've worked for your constituents and put them first, I think that's very commendable. I think it was Walt Whitman, and I would be corrected, that I think I shall not see something so beautiful as a tree. And now we have to add a new line, except if it is in the right of way. And
Emily Dickinson.
We can find something to
Emily Dickinson.
I'll defer to the
Emily Dickinson.
I'll defer to the journalistic photography expert over there, the good senator from.
And just when I thought I had control of the group.
But anyway, I do commend you, Senator. I do commend you, Senator, for doing this. And I do know I've been in your position many, many, many times, and I think we all have. And trying to help your constituency is very important, and I commend you for that.
Thank you, Senator Klocek. We do have a defer to the 36-day motion on the floor. Further discussion on that motion? Hearing none, all those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Adelstein. Senator Bodrick.
Aye.
Senator Dempster. Senator Klocek.
Aye.
Senator Tubbles. Senator Gray. Senator Denifan.
Aye. Senate Bill 174 is deferred to the 36th day. Is there anything? Thank you, Senator Bartling. Is there anything else to come before the committee? If not, Senator Dempster moves adjournment, seconded by Senator Klocek. Discussion on that? If not, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. We are adjourned. Thank you.